Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 7:14 as part of the boycott. I did not watch the game yesterday, and as a result, I did not see any of the commercials. But that's always a part of the conversation on Super Bowl Monday, if you will. What commercials knocked it out of the park and which ones failed to take off, as I mix my metaphors. Tim Calkins joins us right now, clinical professor of marketing at Zach Strief's alma mater, Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. So what makes for, and again, I didn't watch the game, what made some of the commercials, and I see you graded them here, A, B, C, D, F. The only F you gave was to Burger King, and I guess we'll start there. What made Burger King so terrible?
So every year we pull together a panel of our students. So as the game unfolds, we evaluate all the spots, and the students try to give their impressions of which ones are going to be most effective at building the business and building the brand. And then we end up with our high ratings and our low ratings.
Can I interrupt for 1 second, Tim? Because, you know, on his show Mad Men, it came on years ago, Don Draper said, you give them the entertainment, and for the entertainment, they watch the message. That's what they pay in order to get the entertainment or whatever. But I guess there's a fine line, isn't there, between entertaining them so much? Like, we had a conversation here about these commercials with the doctor that is doesn't really know what he's doing, or good is not okay is not good enough, and some of the other examples. I guess you had the brake guy that says, "Well, if the brakes don't stop you, something else will." But we couldn't remember what the commercial was for. So how do you draw that line between it's very entertaining, but then is it for an internet company? Is it for a deodorant?
Oh, yeah.
How do you balance that?
Well, it's really hard to do these ads well. So we use a whole framework when we evaluate advertising. And one of the big things that we're always looking for is the idea of linkage, which is to say you want to make sure that people connect the idea, the creative, to the brand. Otherwise, you remember the idea and you're like, that was so funny. I loved that. And then you're like, boy, I cannot remember who that was for, because there's just no linkage there. And then the other piece is you want the positioning to come across too, right? You want to make sure the message is coming across. There's some reason to buy the product.
So was Burger King getting the F? Was that, and again, I didn't see it, was that because it was an artistic failure? Is that because there was no linkage to the product, or did it just suck in every way?
Well, so Burger King, did a really interesting thing. They picked up old footage of Andy Warhol. Apparently ate a Whopper. They filmed a 4-minute movie of Andy Warhol eating a Whopper a long time ago. And they trimmed that down and they ran that as a Super Bowl ad. Now, the problem was then it was just, for most people, it was just a very odd piece of film of this fellow eating a Whopper. And I think most people had no idea who it was or what was the significance of it. And it just ended up being a really flat spot that didn't say much about the Whopper. And I think that was the case where they just overthought it. They had sort of an interesting idea, but at the end of the day, people miss the reference, and you're left with a really flat spot of somebody eating a Whopper without a lot of enthusiasm, to be honest.
Well, and in terms of
real clunker.
Demographics, Tim, I would think that's kind of aiming for people that are, what, 55, 60 and older?
Well, that's it. I mean, the only people who would be aware of that clip are people who are definitely older. I mean, I suspect that my kids, I'm not even sure they know who Andy Warhol was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad state of affairs, but that's where we are.
And
so that one was a real miss last night.
And I don't think that's who they're trying to reach. I don't think Burger King's trying to reach a 55 to 60-year-old crowd. Let's look at the A's. Microsoft, Washington Post, Expensify, Bumble, Google, and Amazon. Again, I didn't see the spots. Tell me about Microsoft. What did they do?
Yeah, so Microsoft stood out. They ran an ad that featured a whole series of developmentally disabled kids who were able to use their adaptive controller to play video games. And it was a really heartwarming spot. It stood out because the tonality was so different. But it really said, the message was that Microsoft uses technology to do important and great things in the world. It was a different spot, stood out, got people's attention, and it was linked well back to the Microsoft brand. that was just a nice spot, stood out really effective, Ed, last night.
What did the Washington Post do? Because I don't recall them being a regular Super Bowl advertiser, are they?
Well, no, they're not at all. And the whole story there was really interesting. So the Washington Post apparently pulled this all together in just 4 days. So in just a few days before the game, a piece of time came available on the Super Bowl. And I think what happened is Jeff Bezos stepped up and said, sure, I'm going to buy the time to let the Washington Post run an ad. But it was saluting journalists. And it was an ad that ran right at the end of the game, right at the two-minute warning, last ad on the Super Bowl. But it stood out. It was the sort of inspirational ad. It had an important message. It got your attention, but also it was linked to the Washington Post. That was really a neat ad that ran.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.